So on Mem on the Beis, the eighth wide line. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So this is a conclusion of the Gemara before regarding Shemen and Mayim and whether they cook or they don't cook and so on. So Yehuda says, Shmuel Echad Shemen, the Echad Mayim, Yatzo lettuce bo Asur, Ein Yatzo lettuce bo Mutar. I mean, you can't heat them up to Yatzo lettuce. All right, either oil. So meaning it does apply to Shemen as well.
All right.
Now the question, Hey Chidami Yatzo lettuce bo, what's Yatzo lettuce bo? Amar Rechava, Kol Shekreso Shaltinot Nichves. So that the stomach of a baby would be affected, shrivel, so to speak, as a result of that heat. So the question is, why is the question? Why don't you just say, leave it to the hands? Now that we already have this Yatzo lettuce bo. So look in Rashi. Right. Rashi actually is above where it says left side Torah or, and a few lines down for this, so lettuce. It's around over here, somewhere around here. So lettuce, that's in the past Gemara. Nimsheches lachareha. That's what so lettuce means, you withdraw your hand. Mida'aga shelo tichveh. Because you're concerned, it might burn. Meaning, you touch the water, it's too hot, you move your hand away. It's fine, okay. So the idea is, because you pull your hand away. So, not everybody's got the same hand. When do you pull your hand away? When I pull my hand away. When the women pull their hand away, women have are able to take the heat more, maybe because used to it, right? So therefore, now going down about 20 lines, just across where we were in the Gemara, it says Veheche Dame Silud, meaning we say Yatzo lettuce bo. So when is it that it's considered to be the time when somebody would take their hand away? Average, meaning what do we hold? Because every person is different. This is not a subjective temperature, it's an objective temperature. So yesh sole mirsicha muetes, v'yesh seino sole. That's his question. That's the question. Hechi dami, how do you know what Yatzo lettuce bo is? Meaning people have different hands. So therefore the Gemara answered, Rashi didn't comment on this. The Gemara answers, Rechava says, Kol Shekreso Shenikveis, I guess that is universal. Right? That's considered universal. Okay, what temperature? So last week actually said 115. During the week, I discovered that the lowest temperature people think is 110, and then the highest side of is 175 to 180. Those are the outer limits of Yatzo lettuce bo, 110. So we're machmir, if you will, both ways. Right. So consequently, there are some who are matir that yain mevushal is not 212. Right. But Yatzo lettuce, Rav Moshe says the Yatzo lettuce is enough.
It's like 185.
So 180, 175, 180, I don't know exactly what temperature he held, but somewhere around there. And there is a general question regarding some of the wines in Israel which are pasteurized, and they say on the label, Mevushalay de Pistur, or Pasteur, I don't know exactly how to say it, but, right, that they tell you it didn't go to 212.
Right, that's, I think, 165. Right?
Well, whatever the temperature is, but they say, so that obviously is a shita there. Okay.
The Kurg is 100.
But in terms of our own, in terms of Lechumra the other way,
right.
So you can't put a drop of cold water into 110 degree water, right? Okay. Amrav, again, just think for the moment, Kli Rishon. We're going to come to Kalim in a minute. Okay, back in the Gemara. Amrav Yitzchak, about 10th line. Amrav Yitzchak, Baravdimi. Pamachin Sinchzach Siacha Rebbe. It's a Rebbe, the end of the time of the Mishnah, right? Yira Nasi. Rishon Adimi says, once I came in, I followed Rebbe into the bathhouse. Right? Rashi says, across, a few lines down, Ichnasti b'Shabbos, u'b'chami t'veri yahave, shalo nesru. Remember, the end of the Omer Aleph was, k'damar le'el hitiru lehem chami t'veri, so chami t'veri now is permissible. So Rebbe went in, apparently after the whole Diyan was finished, and now they're matir to bathe in Chami Tveri on Shabbos, back in the Gemara, will be kasti lonech lo pach shel shemen bambati. What I wanted to do is I wanted to take a jug of oil, put it into the bath to warm it up, you're not going to boil it, you're going to warm it up. Rashi's bambati, kagon brecha asuya bakarka, shamayim nichnosim shem v'nesafim. Right? So that's where it was. The Amali Vaklingbara told the Kli Sheni. He told me, no. You can't put this into the Kli Rishon. You have to put this into the Kli Sheni. Told the Kli Sheni Vitain, meaning put the water from the bath into a Kli Sheni, and then you can put in the oil and heat it up. Rashi says, Ubikashlu Nelshon Pach Shemen, Lafshir, Lasuchem Erekon Rechisa. Lafshir, he's not trying to heat it up to boiling, he's trying to just warm it up. Right? He told him, Tolman Amayim, take out the water, Bichli Sheni, take water out and put it into a Kli Sheni. Sheyitztananu Ma'at. So therefore, Kli Sheni, the water is going to be a little bit cooler. Not always. The Kli Sheni Enu Mavashel, that's the main thing. Kli Sheni does not cook. Aharkach, and after you put it into Kli Sheni, Tein Hapach L'toch Oso Kli Sheni, then you'll take your oil jug and put it into there. Tahachambati Shachaminim Shachim Lom Ramayon Choshev Lo Kli Rishon. Right, so you have the hot waters of Tveria, that's considered to be Kli Rishon, right? Shenusachubo. Shafpi Sheheviru Me'al Ha'or Mavashel. Right, so Kli Rishon Shalol Gabi Ha'esh, Kli Rishon not in the fire, is still considered to be Mavashel. You can't put something into there, of course, unless it's totally cooled off. Ketan V'kamon Ilfis V'akterah Sheviru Me'rus Musachin Lo'itin L'chulam Talvin. So we're going to get to that. That if you had to take a pot, you took off the stove, and it's you took them off boiling, you can't put in spices into that, so you can't put it in water either. You can't put it. Okay, back in the Gemara, Shmamina Tlas Shmamina. So we're only learning three things here. Shmamina Shemen Yesh Bamishon Bishul. Shemen is considered to be boiled. Remember, I told him you can't put the jug of boiling. So that was a question before. Can oil be cooked or not cooked? That was the three of machlokes, right? The bryce said above.
Way to cook oil to boil in hot water.
The question is whether heating oil is considered to be bishul or oil is just not. It's like kugel, you know. Kugel cooked is kugel. So oil, that was the three of machlokes before in the bryce above, that whether oil is considered to be, even though you could heat it up, does that consider boiling or not? So the conclusion is, it is considered to be boiling, right? The reason why it was considered not to be boiling, according to that shita, was in the world of physics, so to speak, is that, well, when you boil water, it steams away. When you boil oil, it doesn't. So since there's no change of form, it's not considered to be boiling. Just an interesting concept. Okay, right, different properties. So therefore, maybe oil is not considered to be boiling, because it doesn't boil off. Okay, so anyway, the conclusion, though, is that we see that shemen is considered to be, you do have to worry about boiling. That's rule number one. Rule number two is shmamina klisheni enu mavashel, which is a question elsewhere, right? Klisheni is not mavashel. It puts on klisheni, same temperature as klivishon, but it's not going to be mavashel. Shmamina hefshero zebishulo, says Rashi, three lines from the bottom of the narrow lines. Shmamina hefshero b'mokam aroi lebishul, Zebishulo, meaning even if you only
warm it up
a little bit, the Hafshir Be'almahu, the Kaboy Vasle, because he only wanted to warm it up. He didn't want to heat it up, he just wanted to warm it up, so it would be, you know, I guess better to put on the body after he finishes the bath, or in the bath.
So a Kli Sheni is okay because it's not considered cooking?
But we do it.
Kli Sheni is, right, Kli Sheni,
is considered,
we say,
it's not considered to be cooking. Even though it's only a drop temperature lower.
Correct. So now the question is why?
Yeah, even though it's Yad
Soledes. So Rashi says, we've learned up Rashi 10 lines up, Sheitz Tanumat.
Right.
Right? Because Kli Sheni, they become a little bit cooler. Okay, fine. 2 degrees cooler. It's 212 now, it's 210. So Yad Soledes. Tosfos has a different opinion.
Right.
Tosfos Shmamina Kli Sheni Mavashel. Tema Maishna Kli Sheni Kli Rishon. Yad Soledes. Afil Kli Sheni Nami. If it's not Yosel Letes, it is Yosel Letes. It should be temperature, not on what Kli it's in. So the Tosfos says, Yesh Lomar Lefisha Kli Rishon, Mitosh Amar Ala Or, Dof Nosav Chamin, Umach Zichom. Yeah, but Kli Rishon holds on to the heat Zman Meruba. Velochei Nosnu Bo Shir, Dochos Manshi Yosel Letes Bo Osur. So because it's going to retain the heat, because of the walls of the pot or hot, because it was on the fire, so therefore, they said, anytime it's Yosel Letes Bo, it's also a Kli Sheni, Afal Gav Yosel Letes Bo, Mutash, Ein Dof Nosav Chamin, v'holechu miskara, meaning because the walls are not hot, so therefore it's going to cool off quicker, and it's not going to cook because it's already cooling off. Even though the second it might be atzel lettuce. Okay, so you could ask, well, you know, what about something that cooks in a second? But so look, right? We're not concerned about that.
Right.
But the issue is that's why cliche and Tosfos says is because the walls are cool. Now there is right. You could have a case where, well, what if you have a klisheni?
It's hot.
Where the walls were hot. You took a klisheni and you heated it, right? So now it's not, right? There's no, it's on the fire. There's no heat from the fire, but it's hot. Okay.
Could you put water from a klirishan to a sheni that's also on the fire? If you have a blend.
No, that's a klirishan.
Well, that would be a klirishan on the
fire. Klirishan to rishan.
I mean, the source, the walls aren't hot yet.
So you can take from a klirishon into a klirishon if both are not on the fire. You can't pour into klirishon on the fire. But you can, you know, a few people do this. But you could, let's suppose you have, forget about urns, you have a tea kettle and you have a cholent. So the tea kettle is the water sitting there the whole Shabbos, like it was when we were kids, right? Forget the urns, it's sitting there. And the cholent's sitting there the whole Shabbos. And the cholent, you look at it and say, oh, you know, it's getting dried out. So you can't just pour from the kettle in, but you could have somebody pick the cholent up and pick the kettle up and then put it in and then put the cholent back. That you could do. As long as you have a mind to put it back, and it's obviously it's not going down temperature.
So the only problem I have with this klisheni is that the whole point of Yatzel lettuce bowl, to make it an objective measurement, we didn't do it with different people because different people's hands react differently. Now the temperature is meaningless.
Well, it's not meaningless. Tosfos is explaining that because the temperature is not going to be maintained, so therefore it's not going to cook.
So
that's the claim, because the walls of pot are cold, so the Yatzel lettuce is going to go down. I mean, if you have a klirishon with Yatzel lettuce, it's going to take a long time for it to cool off. So think about think about this.
I know
like this. Karen finishes cooking something, or from Shabbos takes it off, and she wants to put it in the refrigerator, and it's too hot to put in the refrigerator. Okay, now if you take the same exact chicken out and put it in a new pan, you'll put it right in the refrigerator, right? Because it's going to cool off. The pan's going to cool it off, the thing's going to cool it off, and so on. So that's more or less what Tosfos is saying. Of course, he's talking about Lach, and I'm talking about Yovesh, but notwithstanding that, the same principle, that's what Tosfos is saying, it applies. Rashi doesn't indicate, other than the fact he says he's timing about, it's going to cool off.
It's going to cool.
All right, he doesn't tell you how, he doesn't tell you why, he doesn't tell you what that means exactly, but Tosfos really is more telling us why, even though it might be the same temperature, it's not the equivalent. Right, and same temperature as a lachli. That's a lettuce.
Right.
We don't make a difference between, 190 and 195. It's the same halacha.
Does a kli rishon have to have a source of heat?
Kli rishon means it's heated on the fire.
Okay,
and then it's removed. It's kli rishon shalal gabesh, but kli rishon by definition has to be heated on the fire.
So that's a big difference.
Exactly,
one has a source of heat and the other doesn't.
Exactly, that's what I said. The kli rishon, basically, the container has been heated. And the klisheni, the container is not heated. So even though the liquid you put over to it, so when you put it in, it's the same temperature. But within minutes, it's going to cool off just from the walls.
The klirishon on the fire is not on a gorfas osum, is it?
Is what?
It's not on a blech.
Of course on a blech. How could you have it not on a blech? Well, you wouldn't be allowed to leave it not on a blech.
No, so theoretically,
you can't do shia
not
on a blech.
And I'm saying, no, I understand, but so you're saying it's still a klirishon because it's...
It's still agave age. The fact's on a blech doesn't make it less agave age.
But it can't be covering up the coals, so.
Right.
I think it's still, well, yeah, okay. I think it's still agave age. Well,
right.
You know, the garfa katum of real ashes, you know, basically eventually the fire extinguishes. Our fires don't extinguish. We're relying on the notion that it's covered, that you don't see it. Not that, and of course, the issue over there was you want to make sure you don't stoke it. But the reality is that if you don't stoke it, it's going to die off. And, of course, the gas is not dying off, right? So it's going to be maintained. So it's a little bit worse in terms of being more agave esh even than a garfa katum. Garfa katum is still agave esh because the coals are still hot.
Right.
Right? So it's just that you're preventing yourself from restoking them, making it hotter.
Why can you heat oil in front of a fire then?
What is it?
You can heat oil when it's in front of a fire, right?
Heat.
The fire's here, over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why can you do that?
Why can you do that? It's not on the fire.
I know.
Oh, so
but heating is cooking. Heating is boiling. That's what we're concluding here.
You're
no, no, no. So we said before. No, no. So we said before. Further, there was machlokas, and I don't think we paskin. You could put an oil next to the fire.
Okay.
In a place will become that's a lettuce bow. We say you can put it on her, the woman can put it on her hand. That was referring to Leo, right? So machlokas. But I think that we land the day we don't paskin that you can put oil in a place where heat up
the atzel lettuce. Right.
We don't. Now yavesh may be a little different because yavesh that was cooked already, we don't care. So let's suppose you had a yavesh that wasn't on ben hashmashos, right? So you had a yavesh and now you want to heat it up on Shabbos. You want to see fire's here and here's the end of the stove and here's your here's your counter. You put it over there, and maybe we'll heat it up the atzel lettuce bowl. We don't really care. Because it's not mechzik kibishul, it's not bishul, it's cooked already. It's not mechzik kibishul, it's on the fire. You're not going to stoke it, so it's all, that's.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah,
and it's that's a solid.
The whole case came up with the woman put the oil on her hand and then put her hand near the fire. So she, by definition, she has to pull her hand away before it hits
before it gets too hot.
Well, because that's the point where it's right. Too hot.
Is there any way to add water to chillin that's in a crock pot and then from an urn?
I think it's very complicated, but you could do it. You would have to pick up the chillin pot. I mean, take it out of the. That's a good question. Whether you're allowed to do that, because what's happening when you take it out is a good question. But let's assume when you take it out, nothing's happening in the physics of the heater, of the element. So you pick it up, and you could put it under the urn, and yeah, I think you can do the spigot, even though it's abagave h. Yeah, it's a good question.
And then what?
Because the urn obviously is still got age. Maybe you can't do it.
And then can you mix it?
Do you need?
I don't think the main problem with got age is not from the teapot. It's from what you're putting the water into, not the water out of.
And what does the crock pot need to have be covered, or is it considered covered? Like, do you have to put aluminum to be able to do chazara
with underneath the crock pot? You mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a machlokas of what Rav Shlomo Zalman Abbas Atzal meant when he wrote his last note. He wrote a last note, which was about this question. So I read the note and I understood something else, all right? But some people read the note and understood, he meant that every crock pot you have to have lifted up because otherwise it would be hatmana, right? Because by nature, the crock pot is inside the pot, all right? So I don't think that's what he meant, right? And I haven't read it in a while, but the crock pot insert does not appear to me to be hatmana because the lip extends. So the thing is not wrapped totally. I mean, it is inside, but it's not totally wrapped. So I don't know why that's... But there are many, bigger Talmidei Chacham than me who think you do need to do that. Either put something on the bottom or put something going over the side. So
after you add the water, can you do anything else? Like mix it?
When it's off the fire, you can start it. Off the fire, you can start. And then you can put it back on. Yeah.
The warming pan, you have aluminum lined also?
The what?
The warming tray.
Yeah, that's for a blech.
The aluminum lining is for a blech.
That's not a motor, that's for a blech. Rabbi Willick said the morning warming drawer, you know warming drawer, you mean?
The warming drawer,
you need a blech. It's treated like a garfu katum, you need a blech. So what's the blech? You have the whole bottom line, and it sticks out of the drawer. The sticks out of the drawer means you can see it, otherwise you can't see it. So, what's going to... Right, you have to see it. You have to have something blocking that's like a reminder not to do anything.
You see it when you pull it out. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Back in the Gemara. Okay, so now here's the question. The question, next question, Gemara, has nothing to do with cooking. It has to be with the fact that he's in the bath and he's telling him halachas. You're not allowed to teach halach in the bath, right? Hechi oven hachi. How do you do this? How is Rebbe teaching halachas in the bath, right? So look in Rashi, first wide line. Hechi oven hachi lahoros. You can't talk to Divrei Torah in the bath, right? In the back of the Amar Rav Barachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, b'chol makom mutol harher. You're allowed to think Divrei Torah any place, chutz mibeis hamerchatz beis hakiseh, not in the bathhouse, and not in the bathroom, right? B'chitema b'loshen chol, oh, well, maybe he's talking English, or whatever the language was of the day. Amar Leh says, no, Amar Abaye, Dvarim Shalchol, he's talking about, again, in the bathhouse, things that are secular, meaning not Torah, Mutal Omram B'Lash and Kodesh, you can say them in Hebrew. Assuming you don't say the word Shalom or any of God's names, all right? But you could talk Hebrew in the bathroom or the bathhouse, as long as you're talking non-Torah things. And Shal Kodesh Asur L'Omram B'Lash and Chol, and things that are holy, you can't say in English. You can't say English Devei Torah in the bathhouse or bathroom either, right? So basically, Abai says that what Rebbe did was not allowed. He's telling Devei Torah. Whatever language you're saying it, he's saying Divrei Torah in the bathhouse. Not allowed to do that.
If you meet somebody in the bathroom and they say, like, how you doing?
You can say, how you doing? You can't say Shalom Aleichem.
Yeah. And you can't say thank God.
You shouldn't say God in the bathroom, right?
Here he said this to prevent him from transgressing.
That's exactly the Gemara answers. Afrushe Misura Shani. Right? He's stopping him from doing Avera. See, he's not teaching Divrei Torah. He's telling him, don't do that. Okay, he's saying it, basically it's Asur. So, you know, maybe he could have said, don't do it, right? Instead of saying, you know, it's Asur, right? Right? So what did he tell him? He told him, Tol b'chlisheni v'tein. So, it seems like he told him a halacha, he didn't really tell him, you know, he didn't give a drasha, you know, he just told him, put in a klisheni. So basically he just told him the activity to do, to stop it. Now obviously there's an inference of Divrei Torah, which I think is why the issue is about hirhur, right? Because it said, meaning the point wasn't what he said, because what he said was innocuous. Put in a klisheni. But obviously he's thinking the Divrei Torah to get to that conclusion. All right. The Amar Rabbi Huda, back in the Gemara. The Amar Rabbi Huda Amar Rav, Teda, yeah. The Amar Rabbi Huda Amar Rav, Am Shmuel, Maase, the Talmid of Reb Meir, was a Maase of the Talmid of Reb Meir, Shenichna Sachar LeBeis HaMerchatz, who followed him into the bathhouse, Ubikesh Ladiach Karka, and he wanted to wash the floor. Okay, he wanted to wash the floor. You know, make it nice for him. Amar Lo, Emedichin, you can't wash the floor. Why can't you wash the floor? So look in Rashi. We'll, the first wide line, we'll finish. Lahar b'divrei Torah, Tvarim shel Kodesh divrei Torah, Asur l'omrim b'makom ha'tinofes, afilu b'lashon chol. You can't say them in a place like a bathhouse or bathroom, a place which has disgusting things, even in the language of chol. Halachas, you can't say divrei Torah. Here, Eimei Dichin, Dilma Asi l'ashvui gumos. Why can't he wash the floor? Because he's concerned, he'll level off the floor. So leveling off the floor is bona. He's filling in the crevices in the floor. That's why he can't sweep a dirt floor either on Shabbos. But here, he's going to sponge it like the floor. Can't do that. Back in the Gemara, Bigish Ladiach Kaka B'malam Adichin. Right? Eim Adichin. Lasuchlo karka, then he wanted to oil the ground, right? Omer lo ein sochin, can't do that either. Alma afrushim isura shani. All right, so obviously,
right.
It's different because Rebbe did it too. Hachanami lafrushim isura shani. Here too, that's why Rebbe was allowed to tell him about the klisheni. But in the meantime, we learned the halacha that about chamitzveri a little bit and about klisheni. Amar Avina, Shma Mina, Hamavasha b'chametzveri b'Shabbos Chayev. Oh, why the Hamasid the Rebbe lach gzera have? So, where's Rebbe bathing? He's bathing in chametzveri, right? In other words, if you go way back, so maybe he was bathing in water that was heated from before Shabbos, right? But so we went back in Amar Aleph. He had all these, but at the end of the day, the chametzveri was okay. All right, that's the matter chametzveri. That's a lazia, no, but chametzveri, okay. So we hear from here that mevash chametzveri b'shabbos chayiv. You can't cook in chametzveri on Shabbos. Domas the Rebbe Lach Gzera Hava. V'omalei told b'chli sheni. Betain. So and Rebbe told them you can't put oil into here. You have to put into kli sheni, right? So we see that putting into the chamitzrei would be bishul in a kli rishon. So that's obviously you can't be mavashel the chamitzrei. Domas the Rebbe Lach Gzera Hava. V'omalei told Betain. Eini, so the Gemara says that would be true of Amar of Chista. Hamavasho b'chamitzraya b'shabas patur. Ah. So yes, chamitzraya, a lot of bathing it. Chamitzraya is not exactly the same as chame'or, right? We had before. Is it chame'or or is it chame'chama, right? Which is it, was it heated by, right? So, Rav Chista says as a halacha, Hamavasho b'chamitzraya b'shabas patur. So patur means, of course, patur l'osim. It's osu d'arabanan. So my chayav. So therefore, why did he say chayav? Why did Ravina say Shema Minah Chayav? So he says, my Chayav, what did Ravina mean? Nami the Kamar Makas Mardus. It's Chayav Makas Mardus. Chayav, he didn't say the Rabbanan. It's Chayav Makas Mardus, the Rabbanan, which of course is not the normal way of saying Chayav in the Gemara, but that's how he resolves the issue. Okay, back in the Rashi, middle of the second line. Hamasi the Rebbe Yachak Zerah, Vishakozwa Azera, Vyakorchin Bechame Tveryahu. The Havei Rabbi Yeshua the Amar Leel Bimei Rebbe Havei Alma Bimei Rebbe Kvar Nigzara. Okay, so this little Rashi is just trying to underline something about the history, right, and the years that Rebbe came after the Gzera of Chametraya. V'kamar Le Tol B'Chli Sheni Avol Rishon Lo Amu Yesh Bohen Mishum Bishul. Right, you can't. So he said, no, it's not Bishul. Daraisa is Bishul Rabbanan. Mardus Ridui. Very interesting. Rashi wants to tell you so Mardus means rebellion. But Ridui doesn't mean rebellion. Ridui means pushing somebody down. Right? Right? So Marcus Mardus is to push somebody down. It's interesting because you would think the translation Marcus Mardus is it's a rebellion against Chazal. That's what it means. So Marcus Mardus is, he says, Ridui is pushing them down. Okay. I mean, Lemaisa, it doesn't make a difference, but I think it's just interesting in the concept, what is Marcus Mardus about? You could see what Rashi thinks. Okay, so now back in the Gemara. So now that we've talked about bathing and baths and so on, we're going to have another bath case. Amrav Zera. Anocha zite the rababahu, the shot beambati. I saw rababahu in a bathtub. Right? Rashi, of course, says, shot tsof, bambati b'shavas. So tsof usually means floating, right? Right? Like the wicks. You get the wicks to say, they're called tsof, right? Right? What is it?
Like
Yom Melech, yeah. So he's in the bathtub, he's floating. But he says, "V'lo yidana I akar I lo akar." I don't know if he's really floating or not. Rashi says, "V'lo yidana I korag lov akar minaretz." The kasovik itan ain't shot in al pnei hamayim, mishil and peros benar gadol tnan dikol amigzah shemayase chavish shel shaitin kiramar hasam avav mut abati lo. Okay, so what's the issue here? So just that middle that second one from the bottom. Tnan the benar gadol tnan dikol amigzah shemayase chavish shel shaitin. What's the chavish shaitin? We call that a swimming tube.
Wow, float.
Right? It's a barrel, right? So the archaic, medieval, whatever it is, was they used a barrel, right? The barrel, the wood would float, and you'd hang onto the barrel, and it would be fine. Okay. So that's what they did. So you can't make that, right, on Shabbos. So be concerned about that if you're in a river, not if you're in a bathtub, right? So therefore, if Okar Raglov, he says, maybe without the Okar Raglov, you're allowed to float in the bathtub or a little swimming pool in the house that's all, closed in because you're not worried about, floating off to sea or drowning, I guess. So as he says, Avol Beambati Lo, right? Or Ilo Okaraglov, or he didn't pick up his feet, in which case we have no raya, and maybe you can't swim in a bathtub either, right? The Tanya, Lo Yoshura Dam Bebrecha Malei Amayim, right, so the Brisa says a person cannot swim in a pool which is filled with water, even if it's in the chatzer, meaning it's not a lake. Lokashia, or this leg of Gedudei. Oh, so it says, what kind of tub is this? Rashi says, a gedud is like a wall or a lip, right? Shein sfasa gavoha, shuhamayim amukim, esel sfasa kamo b'emsa. Dechevim den amukim sham, kimati somach l'sfasa, noiz ragla b'karka b'chofer, umacha ofer l'toch hamayim, v'domim l'magabel. So Rashi like introduces another problem. So you're in a some kind of bathtub in the chatzer, and the bottom is mud. So now you put your dig your feet into the mud, and you are chofer, right? So that's also not allowed. Macha from tochamayim, right? Damil magabel. So then he says magabel. What's magabel? Magabel is making like cheese, right? You're making dough, like you know. Okay. V'linere de isle gedude shari. If it has walls, it's okay. The lo damil nahar el lekli. The less they could do, they damil nahar v'aser. If it has walls, it's not like a river. It's like a big tub. You have a small kli, you have a big kli. You know, you have a pot here like this big, and you have a huge pot. But if it's got a lip, it's like a pot. It's like a huge, huge, big vessel, right? And if it doesn't have it, so then it's like a nahar, and it would be aser. Okay. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to continue on Mem Aleph. With another Rav Zeira saw Rav Abahu do something unrelated. This is not about baths, so now there's a couple of tangents here. Omer Rav Zeira, Anoch Haziti Rav Abahu, Sheniach Yodav Keneged Panav Shalmata. I saw that Rav Abahu put his hands down in front of his organ, right? V'lo yudana inoga ilonoga. I didn't know if he touched it, didn't touch it. Says Rashi, Sheniach Yodav Shairoches Mishum Tznius. Right, he's bathing, he's trying to cover himself because it's Tznius.
Inoga Ba'ama. This is not on Shabbos now.
No, there's nothing to do with Shabbos.
Okay.
This is a general, you know, issue, right? So, Inoga Ba'ama. Did he touch his Ama? Is the male organ, it's called an Ama. So, did he touch, did he not touch? So, Gemara says, fourth line, Pshitad Lo Noga. Of course he didn't touch. The Tanya Belezer Omer. Somebody touches their organ when they urinate, it's like they bring a flood to the world. Says Rashi, why? Because they cause themselves to be heated, and therefore, they'll come to seminal mission. That was the problem with Dor HaMabul, the flood. They would emit seminal fluid for Batola, not for, you know, halachic purposes, not for cohabitation. Dichsivki hishchis kolbasar. Okay, so that's one of the many interpretations of hishchis kolbasar zakol aretz. But that's one. So that's what he says. That's what Rabbi Leza says, that one is not allowed to do that. So if that's the case, of course he didn't touch his organ. But Rav Zeir is saying, I don't know what he did and didn't. I saw him put his hand down there. I wasn't sure what he did. So the Gemara answers, no. La'olam amrabaye asahu kuboleshes. Oh no, he did touch this. He did touch, and it doesn't make a difference. But I'm Rabbi Asuka Boleshes. What's a Boleshes? So Boleshes is an armed force coming through, right? So Rashi explains Boleshes Asuhu Lahad Ravabuha Boleshes Chayolos Gaius Habolir. So you have the army coming through the city. Because they're searching around and they pillage the city. That's bolshin, is to pillage. Call it boleshes. That's where they're called boleshes, right? So it's an armed force that just pillages. There they come into houses. They say, I want this, I want that. They just start taking things wherever they want. So that's called boleshes. Okay, so now what happens when a boleshes comes to the city? Everybody panics, right? So here's the case. Titnan. Boleshes shenichnas solair. This armed force came into the city. Bishas shalom. If it's a time of peace, so now chavios pesuchos asuros tumos mutaros. Aha. So you have barrels of wine, and the problem is this is a gaiish group, and if they touch the wine and have in mind avodah zarah, so they're going to ruin the wine, right? Leave out stam yenim. That's not the issue here. It's about if they have a bad intent, favorizara, they're going to ruin the wine. They're going to make it yanesach. So it says, psuchos asuros, tumos mutaros. Well, if they're just passing through, so the open barrels, they're going to contaminate because they'll have bad thoughts. And the sealed ones are fine because they're sealed, right? Right? You have your sealed bottles of wine and the housekeeper moves around, no big deal. You have an open bottle of wine in the refrigerator, not mavushal, housekeeper moves it, spill it out. However, b'shas milchama, eilu v'eilu mutaros. Oh, but it's a time of war, so then the army passing through is not that time to think. They're just moving because they're like working, you know, they're b'hala. V'she'ein p'nai l'naseich. There's no time to make the nesech. Alma, why came into b'isei l'mnasli? So b'isei is they're frightened, right? It's like b'hala, b'isei. It's an Aramaic word for frightened, right? So basically, they're nervous, they're frightened, they're anxious. So therefore, they're not going to be menasek. Why? Because they're going through. They're not thinking about the wine. They're just passing through as fast as they can, right? Hachaname came in the bus, lo asi lihurure. Oh, yeah. So Otutu, Rabbo's in the bath. Right? He's in the bath. And he's nervous. He's nervous. So let's see why he's nervous in a second. He's nervous. So if he's nervous, he's also not going to, even when he touches his organ, he's not going to become excited because he's too nervous. What's he nervous about? Biasusa denahara. He's worried about. He's in the river, right? He could drown, right? He's worried. He's in the river. Okay, Rashi. B'shas. He's not there. Yeah, b'shas shalom kagon shehu shalos omachus. That's it. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Eini is that really true?" V'amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Chalmaniach Yodah Ganega Panosh Amati Gil Kof B'Yisus Avram Avinu. Yeah, but you shouldn't put your hand there at all, because if you do, it's like you're kofar. It's like you're denying the bris of Avram Avinu. Meaning, if you cover that place, it's like, what are you embarrassed about? Somebody will see you have a bris mila. That's Rashi says, "Kilu kofar, the nirashu bosh bedavar." It's like he's embarrassed that he has a bris. Continues the Gemara. Lokashia hakinachis hakisalik. Kinachis is going down in. Kisalik is coming out. So Rashi says kinachis lenohar pan of klape anahar. Then kamishim snius asal chasoso. He's walking towards the river. Nobody sees him. He shouldn't cover it. But kisalik, when he's coming out of the river, pan of, that's the term used for the section downstairs. It's called pan of shalmala. Is your face pan of shalmata? Is that section, that area? So this is Panav Kisalku, Panav Klapi Am, Mutam Shun Snius. He's facing the people. He's permitted to cover it because it's Snius. Even though one might infer, oh, he's covering it because he's embarrassed about the Bris Mila. No, Snius plays a role. Kihad the Rava, back in the Gemara, Kihad the Rava, Shachi Rav Zera, Kihad the Rava Shachi, Rav Zera Zakif. All right? So now, Rava, when he went in and out, would bow, right? And Rav Zera would be standing up straight. So Rashi says, why Rav Zera Zakif? To chayish the Rav, the kikofer. He was worried. He shouldn't look like he's hiding it, because it looks like he's hiding it with Smila. Okay.
We learned in the Gemara before in Brachot that one of the Rishonim, I think, was very proud that he never exposed.
He never put his hand below his right. He never put his hand below his waist.
That he also never exposed his genital.
Okay.
You know that that.
Right. Okay. And Elchanami, right?
Hashem never saw
it. Right. And Elchanami, right? So when one gets dressed in the morning, one is supposed to. I mean, if you think about what they wore a nightgown, so to speak, at night, and they would somehow cover themselves up without uncovering themselves ever, right? So if you think about it, so it means when you take off your underwear, you should be wearing a robe or do under the blanket or whatever, okay.
But this is okay, but then it doesn't, now they're walking out of a river where everybody can see.
Okay, but they're going to bathe, you're going to bathe, what are you going to do? But
he was even talking about
it. Okay, so he was a machmir. Okay. No, Nachanami. Right. Okay. I mean, that's what he said. He was basically, not bragging, but he was stating, you know, this, I was very careful about this. But obviously, that means he's not obligated. Not obligated. Otherwise, what's he bragging about? Right.
What?
It's
Lifnim Meshurat. Lifnim Meshurat, right. Okay, Rabbanan de Rav Ashi, Kiko Nachsi Zakve, Kiko Salike Shechi, right? When he went down, he stood up, and when he came out, he bent over. The same principle, basically, as before who was it? Rabbahu, yeah, Rabbahu, when he went down, would not cover. When he came out, he would cover. So same thing here. When he went down, he would bend. When he went down, he wouldn't bend. And when he came out, he would bend. Basically the same thing to hide for tznius. Okay, Rav Zera, Hav Kamish Tamet, Mid Rabbi Huda, Deboi Lemesak Laurid Yisrael. Rav Zera was trying to stay away from Rabbi Huda because he wanted to go to Israel. And he knew Rabbi Huda would not approve. Because Rabbi Huda said, Yom Rabbi Huda kalod mivavlo etzel over basay. So this is a contemporary question, right? But we're not in Bavel. Okay, but so does only apply to Bavel, not apply to Bavel, but this is what he said. If you go to Bavel, if you're from Bavel, you're not supposed to go to Israel from Bavel. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Bavel yuva'u v'shama yihiyu. At Yom Pakti Yosam. If you look in the Aleph Pasuk over there on the right, the first Pasuk, they'll come to Bavel and there they will be till God redeems us. Meaning till they take us out, we're supposed to stay there. So Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion, can't go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so you have a kash on, you know, every 10 pages in the Gemara, you have somebody came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, they were traveling back and forth all the time. Okay, but anyway, he knew Rabbi Yehuda didn't approve, so he was trying to hide from him. Right, because he's planning to go, he doesn't want to have to tell him he's going. But in the end of the day, he's going to Eretz Yisrael. He wants to hear his like last licks from Yehuda, some nice halachas. Amar Azil ve'eshma minei milsa. Let me go hear some good Torah from him before I go. Vaisi v'asek. So he goes Azil ashkeche dekoy bebane. He comes and he's in the bathhouse. V'kamele l'shmaya. Hevilu Nasar, Hevilu Masrek. So he tells him, bring me some soap, right? Hevilu Masrek, bring me a comb. Okay, so that's Hebrew, right? Pishu Pumaichu, that's Aramaic. Open the mouth, Afiku Havla, let the heat come in. He's in the sauna, basically. Neshvitz, Veishtu Mimaya, drink the Bebani, drink from the water of the bathhouse. So this is what now Rav Zera says, wow, look what I learned. Il male lo basi lishma davar zeh dai. If I only came to hear these wonderful pearls from Rabbi Yehuda, it would have been worth my while. Bishlama, so now the question is, what were the pearls? Bishlama hiviyu nasa hiviyu masrei kamashmon devarim shalchol mutam v'lashin kodesh. Ah, that goes back to our Gemara before. You're allowed to say devarim shalchol in Hebrew, because it's in Hebrew. Pisku pumaychi v'afiku havla, name, open your mouth and let the steam come into your mouth. Kedishmuel, diyama shmuel, havla mafik havla, right? Meaning, if you want actually to schwitz, so letting the steam get into your mouth will enable you to schwitz better. Okay. Elishtu maya debebani maimal yuso, what's the benefit of drinking from the water of the bathhouse? Tetanya ochav lo shosa, this is why. If you ate and didn't drink, so it's like blood. So he's going to get to the point here. So that's the beginning of intestinal disease. If you eat and don't walk afterwards, so the food is going to become rotten inside. You're going to get bad breath. Go to the bathroom. And eats then. It's like an oven which is heated on top of its ashes, meaning you're like holding the stuff in that shouldn't be held in, meaning take the ashes out first before you heat it again. But Hisiku is putting in the new coals on top of the old ashes. Take the old ashes first. And that's how you get bad body odor. Rochas b'chamin v'lo shosa. That's our point. You bathe in hot water and don't drink, man. Dome l'tanur shisiku v'chutz. Lo siku v'fnim. It's like an oven which is heated only from the outside, but not from the inside. So therefore, if you're in a bathhouse, you should take hot water in too. Forget about whether that's a good hot water to take. That's not the discussion here. Rochas b'mchamin v'lonish tate p'tzonein. If he washed in hot water and didn't cool off afterwards in cold water, Dome lebarzel shechnisu leor lechnisu letzonein. It's like making steel that you forge the steel in heat and then you don't put it in cold water. Rochas velosach, washing and not putting oil afterwards. Dome lemayim al gabi chavis, like pouring water on a barrel so the water is not going to be absorbed and the oil is going to enable the water to be absorbed. Okay. Bottom line of all this is that he learned all these great things from him, and the last thing he learned from him was that if you're in the bathhouse, you should drink from the water of the bathhouse. Okay. But the main point was, if you're... let's just transpose this to modern days. If you're in a sauna, you should drink tea. That's the point. It's not about... It's the hot water. It's not... what's available in his time? It's the water from there. Okay, so they didn't know about bacteria and viruses, I think, whatever, I don't know. So they're not concerned about that water. But anyway, that's the bottom line. So if you're in a schwitz, you should drink hot tea. Or something else hot water. Okay, we'll stop here.